Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game, the final edition for the 2014 season here from the Chicago Bears Network Studios as the Bears meet the Minnesota Vikings at the University of Minnesota. And Jay Cutler is back in the saddle at quarterback. Giving him a clean pocket will be the first challenge for the Bears offensive line, which is on its ninth different starting combination. In the Week 11 meeting, Cutler threw it 43 times for 330 yards in the Bears' come-from-behind win. He was not sacked, but knocked down five times and hurried twice. For the season, Cutler has thrown nine touchdowns, five interceptions, and has been sacked 14 times against the Blitz. And they will blitz. But he's got a 97 rating against the Blitz. Minnesota head coach Mike Zimmer is seething over the play of his defense in last week's loss to Miami, giving up 35 points and 37 first downs. They committed 11 penalties. This demanding coach will have the Vikings ready to play, and Zimmer loves to dial up pressure. They blitz frequently with five, six, seven, eight guys at the line of scrimmage. They're top 10 in sacks, knockdowns, and in drawing holding penalties. Against the Dolphins, the Vikings were carved up by Ryan Tannehill when they rushed with just four. He completed 27 passes and four for touchdowns. At right defensive end, Everson Griffin needs to be blocked. He leads the Vikings with 12 sacks, had none against Jermon Bushrod, and only one hit on Cutler in the first meeting. Rookie linebacker Anthony Barr out of the equation with a knee injury. And on the back end of the Vikings defense, Harrison Smith needs to be accounted for. He intercepted Cutler in the first meeting and recorded his fifth pick of the season Sunday against the Dolphins. On to defense, and a willingness to hit and tackle in temperatures that may not get out of the single digits will be a challenge for everyone in the Vikings outdoor venue at the University of Minnesota. Getting mentally right to compete with fire could be the difference on this day. The Florida linebackers, Christian Jones and John Bostic, will be key figures for the Bears. And rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, a Floridian himself, on a four-game streak of completing 70% of his passes and subsequently three games with at least a 114 quarterback rating. Eight of his 17 pass plays earning 25 yards plus have come in the last four games with over 600 yards after the catch, representing their best streak of the season. Vikings running back Matt Asiata is a thumper with nine rushing touchdowns. In the last two games, he's picked up 11 first downs running the ball, but he's been over 70 yards rushing only twice this season. The Bears' defensive line is short Willie Young, so it creates more opportunities for David Bass, who played one of his best games against Detroit last week at defensive end. Special teams just play smart, and they did last week, and they're showing signs of stability and playmaking throughout this unit as the season comes to a close. The play of Sherrick McManus in particular has been outstanding. Same with punter Patrick O'Donnell, and rookie Dede Lattimore has been heard. In particular, these guys deserve attention for what they've done throughout the course of the season. The kick coverage unit has risen to the top of the league in average, even without their kickoff man Robbie Gould injured during the last month. They're coming off a penalty-free game against the Lions. That's big, and repeating that discipline against the Vikings would be great to finish the season strong. On to our intangibles, and it's simple. It's all about effort. End-of-season games are hard to figure. Effort is often a roller coaster ride, depending on the circumstances. The Bears are wrapping up one of the most frustrating and perplexing seasons in recent franchise history with unfulfilled expectations devolving into uncertainty for 2015. Once 3-3, the last nine games have been an adventure. The Vikings, under a first-year coaching staff, started 2-5 without Adrian Peterson and have split their last eight games. Pending free agents throughout the league often play it safe, hoping to avoid an injury that could jeopardize their market in March. Young players still looking to impress typically let it all hang out. The Vikings blew a 14-0 lead at Soldier Field, and their last five losses have been by a combined 16 points. They are a better team than they were a year ago at this time, and they will be out to prove that fact one more time, and so will the Bears. I want to thank everybody for watching over the course of this 17-week NFL season and watching Keys to the Game. We certainly appreciate it, and we look forward to next year as the Bears wrap things up with a 9 a.m. pregame start and noon kickoff on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, we hope you'll listen. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.